All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, January 16th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a big 13-game NHL slate tonight. We have a 5-game NBA main slate, and then we also have a bunch of tennis action going on as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. Feeling pretty good today. Pretty excited for today's show. Happy to answer some questions. Happy to be feeling good while doing it. So with that said, let's get SaberSim up on the screen. Only a couple questions to get us started today. We will answer those and then see where we go from there. So first question, we're just going to work from the top down. Someone asked, what is the most asked question? I don't know. You know, we answer a lot of questions, you know, around direct fill and autofill. Totally understand why. But if there is ever a question that you have and you are worried that it's already been answered, please ask again. I will always answer a question as many times as it takes for every new person using SaberSim to understand it. That is my job here, and I'm happy to do so. All right, next question. How can I stop the Sims from giving me five players from one team on my slate? Good question. So the easiest way to do that is going to be with a rule. So say I don't want more than four players from one team for NBA, right? So where I do, what I do is I go to rules. I go to add new rule. I do a rule type group. I do a method automatic. I say use no more than four. And then I group by, check that, and then switch it to team. If you do that, that will do exactly what you just described. All right, good one there. Why don't we run some lineups quickly before we get started with this next question? Because I have a feeling it is going to help us out. So let's click rebuild there. Cool. So we got 500 lineups on the way here. Next question. So this isn't the question. This is a little bit of a back and forth I was having with the user. Basically, the question was, so the answer here is going to be referring how to edit a lineup and then how to run a contest sim on said lineup. All right. Okay, so here. So I have a pool of 500 lineups, and then I have a contest sim that I just ran. Okay. So what we want to do, right, let's say I'm going through here, you know, I'm looking at the lineup. Maybe I'm looking at this top lineup and maybe there's just one piece of the lineup I don't like, right? So in case you guys didn't know, you can always click on the pencil icon to edit a single player, as many players as you want from any lineup that you're viewing. So maybe I don't want James Harden for whatever reason, right? Okay, I click the X, it takes me to him, and then maybe instead of James Harden, maybe I want to play De'Aaron Fox instead. So then I use the plus icon to put Fox in the lineup, I click save, and then a couple things happen, right? So the lineup summary statistics get grayed out, all right? So you'll notice, though, that there are already contest sim results. Okay, so what happens if I rerun the contest sim? So I got confirmation on this today. So if you rerun the contest sim, it is going to rerun the sim, but it is going to use the original lineup, okay? So even though this visually has Fox here, it is still going to run the lineup as if it still has James Harden. So obviously that's not the intended effect that we want. So how do we get this to have the effect of simming with Fox is effectively what we were trying to solve. The way you do that is you can do this one of two ways. You can either download the entire pool, or you can just download your 20 lineups or however many lineups that you're viewing, right? So I'm just going to download the 20 with this save the CSV down arrow icon. So I click that. Lineup file gets downloaded. I open up a new build. I right-click on the build. I click upload pool. I'm going to grab the lineup CSV. That loads the 20 lineups into a new build here. And then now what happens is now when I run the contest sim, it is going to run it as if all of these lineups are the original. So I don't remember what lineup it was. It might have been this one because I know I changed this like guard position. But if it was this one, which I'm almost positive it was, now I have Fox instead of Harden. And then now when I run the contest sim, it is running it with this. This lineup is like now the quote-unquote like original lineup here. So I can look, go and look. And then the builder obviously didn't like my adjustment from Fox to Fox from Harden. I mean, it was like a 5-point projection difference. So kind of makes sense why the ROI ends up being negative here. So that is how you do that. And I hope that helps. But I'm happy to answer any more questions on the topic. All right. Kevin said, is there a way to get the Sims data so I can see all the different scores James Harden had on every Sim? There is not a way to download all of the raw data from the Sims. Like, you can't download all, you know, 5,000 game Sims with each player's point projection and all that. Frankly, I think that's just like a product decision. We think that information is super valuable and it's going to be a little bit more of a trade secret. We summarize a lot of the information. Obviously, we have percentiles. We have, you know, you can look at the graphs, correlations, all those things. But I think the raw Sim data is something that we are not going to make available for download. All right, good stuff so far. Let me hop over to office hours really quick. And so far, so good over there. So why don't we do a little bit of a build review for this five-game NBA slate that we have on tap tonight. Big break in between. You know, we have three games within a 30-minute window and then a, you know, big two-and-a-half-hour break till the last two games of the night get started. So this type of slate lends itself well to late swapping before the last set of games start to optimize your lineups further, any adjustments or taking advantage of live data, all those things. So if you're playing NBA tonight, I would definitely recommend late swapping before this last two games of the night get started there. But you know, what do we want to do up front, right? So a couple different things you can do. I always recommend coming in here and just checking out the value column, you know, sorting by value. Try to get a sense for where some of the best plays of the slate are, right? Players who maybe are getting more playing time than they usually do. So one spot to look at, right? Jalen Williams. Why is, you know, this 3,300 center for the Thunder popping here? Well, let's go look, right? So then we take a minute, go filter for the Thunder, sort by projection, and we come down here and we say, oh, look, Isaiah Hartenstein is out. He's their starting center. You know, the other person who typically played center for them or like one of the big positions was Chet Holmgren, and he's been out a very long time. So it seems like they're just like super thin at the big man position. So Jalen Williams starting center tonight seems pretty accurate, and I could understand why the value is there. And another one was Delano Banton. I'm not 100% sure why he's popping up so much. So let's go look. Okay, I'm assuming it's because Denny, I'm pretty sure it's like Avdija or Avdija or something like that, is out. So Denny's out here. That opens up, I'm assuming, some usage and minutes here, right? So let's see. I'm gonna try and point my finger on this. So Anfernee Simons probably starting, Ayton starting, Sharp starting, Camara starting. I don't know who's going to be their fifth tonight. I don't know if, you know, Denny was out yesterday or not or what. So maybe Scoot starts. He seems like the most likely to start. And then Banton kind of slides into Scoot Henderson's role, like off the bench. So, you know, out of the available values, I agree. You know, Jalen is a little bit better. Banton could be first off the bench here, but this is a spot where, you know, he is minimum salary, like 3,000 on DK. So makes it more likely, you know, he's able to get there. But I would say this is a little bit riskier, right? He's obviously not guaranteed minutes off the bench. Good opportunity to do a little bit of more research, go and see like how much has he been playing recently. You know, how did the last game go? Was Denny out? How much playing time has Banton been getting? All those type of things to try and get a sense of, is this indeed true that we do think Banton is going to get so much run off the bench? He's going to be like quote unquote, like sixth man, right? So I can definitely see that being possible, but definitely worth looking into a little bit. So that's how I always recommend doing a little bit of research for the slate. Pulling up the value column, seeing what players are popping the most there, and kind of go from there. But all right, once you're done with that, basically ready to run some lineups. I have talked about this before. I like to increase minimum salary up just slightly here. Like 49,000 seems to be fine for me. Usually you set some type of projection threshold here. I think I did this yesterday. My projection greater than 10 works fine. And other than that, I'd be ready to rock and roll. So build my lineups. Boom. Lineups are already built here. We just built these. And now I'm ready to start, you know, kind of diving into this build and getting ready to decide what lineups I want to take with me into my contest. So let's say I'm just building for a 20 max contest. Okay, great. I come in. I run my contest sim. Once the contest sim is up, it auto switches to ROI here. I'm only changing it because I don't have an entries file loaded up. If you do have an entries file loaded up, you don't need to do anything special there. And I typically like to have average projection and average ROI as my aggregate metrics here. Okay, good. So far, so good. All right. So big thing I'm looking at, right? Exposures, leverages, min uniques, aggregate metrics. What I'm noticing here, right, is that my leverages are actually pretty flat as it is, right? I'm at one unique, and I only have two players over a 20% leverage, and it seems pretty low, right? So to be quite honest, I'd probably be happy with the exposures and leverages that I'm seeing, and I wouldn't even increase my mini uniques, right? Not to say you can't, right, if you want to go from one to two. And notice here, right, that I changed the uniques, the metrics don't change, exposures don't change. What that means is that the lineups that I'm viewing already have 20 players different. I'm sorry, two players different from every other lineup in my set of 20. So when you change the uniques and, you know, nothing moves around, that's just because the lineups are already that diverse. So when I go from two to three uniques, there is a slight change here. Okay, but my metrics still look good. Still haven't moved a bunch. Okay, I'm going to go from three to four. So at three to four, even at three. Okay, so look at this. So I'm at two uniques. I have 20 lineups in the my lineups and the lineups. When I go to three uniques, the my lineups changes to 18. So this means that there are not 20 lineups in my set of 500 that are this different, or maybe there's only 20. Oh, this is because I imported these over. So this is the 20 from the 500 I built earlier. So basically telling me like, hey, out of the 20 lineups, only 18 of them have three players different from every other lineup. So I would have had to go back down to two here, but maybe that's why these are so diverse, that, you know, they came from another build where I had already made some adjustments. But that's basically the process you want to follow here. And then once you're ready to rock and roll, click save. Once you click save here, this download icon is going to light up. Download your entry file and upload it to the fantasy site, and you will be all set. So that's how I will be building lineups for today's five-game NBA main slate. But all right, looks like we're caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. Did a little bit of a slate demo here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show, followed by our build review show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.